two dots. Itmar. Kitana shiniskacha shalola dasavio. Samar shmuhal tzricha get to tzricha miyun. Now, normally those are like mutually exclusive. Right? If you really think that there's a marriage, so she needs a divorce. If miyun is going to be effective, where she basically says, this is not something that I was interested in, so that's not going to undo a halachically sanctioned marriage. So it's a little bit of a confounding shita. So Amar Karna Dvarim Megoim, get lama miyun, imiyun lama get. Right? Why would you have both of these? So Amarle, ha Amar Ukva, Ubeidina Bekafri. Let's go ask the Reish Galusa. Let's go ask Marukva what he thinks. So Marukva turned around and he sent the Shaila to Rav, but with the opposite attributions. In other words, he knows that Rav had such enormous respect for Shmuel that if you would present Shmuel as the one who says Tzricha Ged um Tzricha Miyun, that there was a concern that Rav would, I'm not sure why he thinks Rav would show deference. I mean, Rav called Shmuel, Shmuel called Rav the Gavra the Mistafina Mine, but be that as it may. Avchu Shadrua Lakami the Rav Amar Lehu Ha Elohim Tzricha Ged Tzricha Miyun V'Chasle Lezare Da Abba Bar Abba the name of Hachi. And how could it be that Shmuel even said such a thing? In other words, why would Shmuel have ever said what really Karna said? Im Get Lama Miyun Im Miyun Lama Get. So the Gemara is going to explain. So the time in my Amar Vacha Breder Vika Tzricha Ged Shemes Nitzratza Av V'Kiddushin. Tzricha miyun shem alon isratza bekidushin v'yomru in kidushin tovsin v'achosa. So Gavi, quite simply, a get is going to be required for the simple reason that it might have been that the father was interested in these kidushin. If the father is interested, it's true that there's an issur derabanan, as we discussed at length, of marrying off your daughter when she's a ketana. You should wait till she's able to articulate whether or not she's interested, but that doesn't impact things on a d'oraisa level. And so that explains why get is required, but miyun is required because maybe the father really didn't want this when they see that the get is being given. So there's an iser d'oraisa to marry the sister of your grusha. But really, kiddushin could actually be tofes. So it's a very confusing situation. Right, because really a get may not have been required if the father wasn't interested. Lo nisratza av. So the miyun will help to clarify this situation so that people will realize that kiddushin would very much be tofes b'achosa. Remember, if people don't realize that kiddushin are tofes b'achosa, then, you know, they could be matir neishas ish l'shuk. Samar av nachmen v'hu sheshadchu. This only makes sense that a get is going to be required if there were shiduch, as Rashi explains. So the Amar tzricha get kishashideich bo leavia kodem ti kiddushin the ikali suke shema nisratze kshashama v'havalu kiddushin the mafreya. Right, that there had to have been some discussions about this. Otherwise, why would you assume that the father would be amenable? So ula Amar. Afilu miyun eina tzricha af al gav de shidchu. Says, forget about get. But even miyun is not required, even though they had discussions beforehand. He's taking the purest position. And we'll say, why? Because maisa ketana is nothing. As Rashi says, afilu miyun eina tzricha, shein maisa ketana klum b'chaye avia. Okay. It's a good time for the Rambam. Okay, this is the Rambam Hilchos Ishas Gimel Yud Gimel. This kachah kodem shetivgor shalol adas aviyah ena mekudeshes afilu im nisratza av achar shenizkacha. So again, this is even true of Anara. It's like nothing happened. Okay? Clear psak.
saying.
Okay. So man de masni ha, says the Gemara, lo masni ha. Rashi explains, man de masni plukta de ulo de Shmuel, lo masni ad de Shmuel, hai pirusha, de parish by Rav Nachman, vehusha shidchu. In other words, you have to say that these are completely unrelated shitos, because ulo is taking a position that we don't care, afal gav de shidchu, in my sektaniklum. Okay. So yikadam yamar ula, there's another tradition from Ula. Kitanishin is katsh shalola da savia afilu miun eina tsricha. Simply, it was shalola da savia that no miun is required. Rashi, milsabape nam shehu masnila velo adrabu shmo stamakam alev loshna shidchu veloshna lo shidchu. So Rashi clarifies that we're not making any differentiation between Shidchu, lo shidchu. You could have said that before. He said, you know, ulamar filu miyun eina tsricha afal gav de shidchu. Maybe here you would say, since it's not specified, if they were mishadech, maybe that would require something, if not again, at least miyun. But Rashi says that's not the case. So masav Rav Kahana, v'chulan, this is the test of nashim, where... Okay. These are the test of nashim that are no flows to a situation of Yibum, and since there's an Iser Arayos that's involved, not only are they exempt from Yibum and Chalitza, but even their co-wives and their co-wives' co-wives. Tzarosehen v'tzaros tzarosehen. V'chulan imesu o mianu o nizgarshu o nimshu ailunis tzarosehen mutaros. So the Kitshiman, what are we talking about? Get malyubaya. That's real marriage on the Doraisa level. Alav, the kidsha inavsha, uktani debaya mia, uktani debaya miun. So it sounds like at least miun is going to be required against Ula. So humosivla, humifarikla, gigon, shenasala, maisa, yesoma, bechai haav. Okay, so what's the situation? That since she was married off as a katana, and that's why we're discussing what happens if that marriage terminates in death, right? So this is what we considered Maisa Yisoma Bechayav. Once she's married, the father has his connection to her severed. And it's as if she's a Yisoma. She's like a halachic Yisoma. And because of that, even though her father's still alive, so in this situation, there's going to be greater agency because her father's no longer in the halachic picture after the marriage. So, nasala maisa yisoma b'chayav. Rashi is a very good formulation here. Kigon shisiya avia la'acher, v'nis armelo nisgarsha b'katnusa. So the father violates the Isser d'Rabbana and marries her off when she's a katana. And that husband then dies. Shereu b'chayavia kiyosomah. The kevan sheisi en leavia rishuspa. Ve'acherechin kitcha hiyas atzma la'achyavia. Dohani kiddushin ba'umiyun. Shelohaya la'lahamtin ez da'asavia. Uvimiyun sagiluhu de'in maisek tanuklum. There's no... What's that? So why don't you stay in? That means there's no way to get home?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm saying that there's no bus later tonight. Okay. Okay. All right, so maybe like, well, yeah, find some time to finish it tomorrow. Yeah, well, I'll be here during lunch, but like come before. Yeah, or like come before Shir. Because I have to help fix a computer in my shul office at 1:00. Yeah, just come before Shir. Yeah, how much time do you think you'll need? Okay. Okay. It's fine. Just come before Shir. Okay. Turn it over, Rashi. Okay. So in Lavia Rishus Babachra Kincha here, Satma Lachia Via, the Hadi Kidushi by Muin, Shalohel Lahamton is Dasavio, Vimun Sagi, the who? Dein Maisak Tanaklum, Eldimidrabanan.
The charity of the base anyway.
The reason that miyun itself is required is the tikkun nisun lektana shein la'av shelo yinhagu ba minag hefker. We don't want people to, God forbid, do terrible things with her. So they treated her marriage as a derabanan marriage. So Masav Rav Hamnuna, we know, we learned this sugya with great depth before. Ein mochra lekrovim. Mishum Rav Lazar Omer mochra lekrovim. V'shavin shemocha al man ha-kohen gadol grusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedyot, because even though that would be a lav, you know, the kiddushin are tovtis. So hayal mana hechidami, what are we talking about in this case? How could you have a ketana who's an almana? Ilei b'dikid shaviyah mimati ma'as bin lo. Hoi, in adam bochar esbitil shivchos ha'achar ishus, right? As we said, b'vigdova. So elalav, d'kadish I nafsha v'kakari la'almana. So it seems like we're taking that pretty seriously. Samar v'amar v'yitzchak kacha b'kidusha yiyud. V'alibad r'biyosi b'rbiyehuda d'amar mos harishonos. Lav l'kidushin disnu. As we remember fondly, the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's not fundamentally an Isha's transaction at all, and the way that Yud works is to detract from the schar of the avoda, of the pu'ula, which is involved. Okay. Good. So Rashi explains, and it's almala mikidusha Yud, and since those kidusha Yud are effectuated, right, through Giraon Kesef, it's different than you know, the view of the Chachamim that would say this is more standard issues. Vim Tomer Aloyali de Avio Baula, Bahavali Mochali Ishus, Vishuvin Mochala Shivchas, Hamasnisan Libid Rabbi Yossi, Dhammar Mavisarishona Shemakabel Al Machira, Labla Kidushin Isnu, Alla Shivchos. V'yiyud shetoves b'machmas shepoches prutos. Pula sheyesh olah huba v'lo al yidei avia ba'ula v'havihach mechira basraisa shivchos basar ishos. Good. Okay. So itmar. So meis v'nafla lifnei either echav or achiv liyubum, depending on how many there were. So amar huna amarav v'ma'enes l'ma'maro v'ena m'ma'enes l'zikaso. So you have a katana here, and she was mekudasha shalola da'asaviya. So if there was ma'amar, in other words, one of the brothers comes and says, you know, hariyad mekudasha sli, the dinder abanan, right? It's at least a posel, as we know, al shar ha'achim, even though it doesn't effectuate marriage on a doraisa level. So ketzad. So let's get some details. Asaba ma'amar. So let's say one of the brothers does ma'amar. So tzricha get, tzricha chalitza, tzricha miyun. Tzricha get, shema nisratza'a, v'kidush sheni. Maybe the father is aligned with this. Tzricha chalitza. Remember we said before, in ma'isa ketana klum. So I'll have to see. Tzricha chalitza, shema nisratza'a, v'kidush rishon. Tzricha miyun, shema lo nisratza'a, v'lo v'kidush rishon, v'lo v'kidush sheni. She never really married. V'yomru in kiddushin tobsin ba'achosa. So miyun is just to make a public declaration that this is not really a marriage, and therefore people should be very concerned about what's going to happen to her sister. In other words, if somebody tries to be mikadesh her sister, please know that it works. So lo asaba ma'imar, one of the brothers didn't say anything, en etzricha l'chalitza belvad. So ma'yomer tiba'inami miyun, you want her to do miyun also? Just in case the father was never on board with the first marriage, and therefore chalitza isn't really necessary. So Shema Yomer in Kiddushin Tosin Bechosa. So the Gemara answers, HaKol Yodim, Achos Chalutza Derabanan. Everybody knows that it's only at most Nisa Derabanan of Achos Chalutza Dam Reish Lakish, Kanchina Rabbi, Achos Grusha Midaraisa, Achos Chalutza Midavrei Sofrim. So everybody knows that Kiddushin is going to be Tofes in such a situation. Okay. So let's take a look at the Rambam here. On the topic of Achos Chalutza. Achos Ishto Erva Lav, Achatambos Ishto, Litzros, the Galos Erva Sala Bechayaha, Bein Achosa Meima, Bein Achosa Meavia, Bein Minanisuin, Bein Miznos, Hare Zo Erva Alav, that's the Rama Minisuri Beya Beis Tes. Hacholitz Livimtu, this is now Yil Ibum Chalitz Alfid Gimbal, Kishem Shayasur Alav, Kach Krovoseha. Asuros Alav. You go in Imo Vita, Vachin Hi Asura, Livno Lacha, Vafilu Shneos, Shala Asuros, you go in Bas, Bas Vita, Vachin Hi Asura, Leven Ben Beno, Kolo Shadavareo Kishto Shigersha, Vachin, he may see Vinto, Adain his Kukalo, Asur Vikrovosa, Kilo Haisa Ishto, Umesa Tachta, Vachola Isura, Elo Midivrehen. Yeah, this is only an Isser Derabanan. Umutar Adam Lisa, Achos, Tsaras, Chalutsaso, Ushar Krovosa. We're not going to take that at the Yisr Rabbanan that far. So if you did Chalitza to a woman and she had a co-wife, you can marry her sister. Pastoral scene. So they're drinking some wine underneath the trees in Babel. So Shakel, you too. Shakel Chan Minayu. Kasa de chamra, yaivle de chavre. He gives him a shavipruta, right, of this cake, of some wine. Amar mikachali brase chlivri. Some ravina filu man damar chayshinan shemen isratza av. Even if you don't hold the v'ula that we said before in ma'isa ketana klum, so we pay no mind to it. But shemen isratza ben lo amrinan. You know, we have no such concept of, oh, maybe the son really is interested in this. So amir the rabbanon the ravina v'dil mashliach shavi. My response is quick and coming. Nobody's going to turn their father into their shaliach. What a bizarre. Maybe the son signaled to the father. He didn't make him his shaliach, but he said, you know, that's the girl I really want. So he, you know, made an appointment with the other fellow, took him underneath the tree, offered him a glass of wine. You know, so maybe this is like a zachen ladam shlobafanov. Some of the Rabbah Barsimi Beferish Amarmar de lo Sabr Laha de Rav Ushmuel. It's a little bit of a tricky line in the Gemara. So Rashi explains Shemati Menu de lo Sabr Laha de Rav Ushmuel Choshish and Shem and Isratza Abba Kol Shekain Lashem Asawa Ben Shliya Chalim Kain Shamanu Ute Kamar Pibel Man Damar Ler Vachas the Milsa Kehati Vachabli Minei Kamar Hachi. Right, he just threw that in just so that, you know, there would be no doubt whatsoever. This is a clear case. You can never say that Nisratza Haben, this is what the son wants, because it's one thing with a daughter, you might say, Tavla Meitav Tandum, the Meitav Armelo, but there's a principle, Gavra Diek Vinasiv. A man is not getting married unless he, you know, is really interested in her. So we can't make any assumptions about the son. So Gavra the Kaddish Bechisha the Yarka. So he took some vegetables and he bundled them together. The case was a ketana shalolada savia bishuka, and if that wasn't bad enough, just a few vegetables thrown together in the shuk. So Amar Avinu Afilu Man Damer Choshesh in Shem Nisratza Av Hani Mili Derech Kavu Derech Bizayon Lo. In other words, if you're like, you know, the Shita of Rav and Shmuel, right, where they said before we have to be concerned. Shem and Yisratza Av, but they said that a father wouldn't want this. Amar the Ravach midivta the Ravina bizayun demai. So I bizayun the yarka, I bizayun the shuka. Nafkamina the kaddish bechas be beshuka. Oh, bechisha the yarka bevesa. All right. So the question is, what is the halacha? Right? You know, is it the shuk that was really bothering the father? Is it the fact that it was the yarka? So Amar the idividi derech bizayun. Again, even according to the ones who take this perspective that, you know, Shem and Yisratza Av is a serious consideration against Ula, against the way that we paskin. As we say, in my sektana klum, and we're not going to speculate as to what the father thinks. But they're not going to say that the father would really be okay with this kind of a situation. Somebody being Mekadesh's daughter in the shuk with a, you know, piece of vegetable. Okay, so how the Amar... Lekrivoi, v'hi amra lekrevos. You have a married couple that they're having a disagreement in terms of, you know, who should be able to marry their daughter. And she says, some cousin of mine, and he wants it to be a cousin of his. And she harangues him. Rashi says, you know, verbally, you know, nags him till he gives in. Apparently this is a time-honored tradition. Kafte, damela teyavi lekreva. So the achli v'shasi... So they threw a party, Asa Kreve Beigra Vikitcha. And his relative, you know, got wind of this and jumped the gun, right? This is the classic Shema Yakti Menu Acher. You know, he jumped in there. So Amar Abaye, what do we say about the situation? Ksiv. She'eris Yisrael lo yasu avlo v'lo yadabru chazav. Right? He's not going to change his mind, even though that's what he initially wanted. Jewish people, lo yasu avlo v'lo yadabru chazav, we're an honest people. We're earnest, we're sincere. Integrity. So there's no kiddushin. You can't say Shema Nisratza Av, because he agreed to what his wife wanted. Rav Amar Chazakin Adam Tarech Suda Mafsida. So I can throw away the Suda for her cousin. So my Benayu could Benayu de Lotara. So you could say maybe the issue is, you know, if he didn't, somebody else threw the Suda. So maybe in that situation we'd have to be Choshish. But again, we don't paskin like any of this. Ula. So while he's on the business trip, the Ketana goes and, you know, finishes the deal, Nisuin. Right? The father provided the Das. And now we're moving from Gidushin to Nisuin. So Amarav, Ochalos Betruma, Ad Sheyavo Avia. So Rav says, great. Until her father comes along, maybe he'll be mocha and say, I didn't want this nisuin, but as we know, Arusa Bas Yisrael is Ochalos Betruma. So what's the worst that could happen? Right? She's allowed to eat the truma. So Ravasi Amar, Ein Ochala, Shema Yamo Aviyah V'imocha. V'nimtze Zara Ochalos Betruma L'mafreya. The father backs out of the marriage, right? So then it would be a Zara Ochalos Truma L'mafreya. Now that's interesting, because you might have said, well, at least she's in Arusa. So, a little bit strong language. Let's take a look at the Rambam. Hilchos Trumos, Ches Tezayin, Tanabas Yisrael, Shanisa, Sekoin, Shalomida, Savia, Bein Mifnei Avia, Bein Shalobifanav, Afal Pi, Shekitcha Avia, Eina Ochalas Betruma, Sheimicha, Tasezar Lemafreya, that if he'll make a Mecha, she'll become a Zara Lemafreya. So again, even though the father accepted the Kiddushin on her behalf, somehow we're considering this a case of Shalomi Da Saviyah. It's interesting. Okay. So Hav Uvde V'chashla Rav L'Hadar Avasi. So even though Rav fundamentally felt that she could have Truma, but he was Choshish for Avasi. We have this in the Gemara Megillah Daf Hey about having a minion for the Megillah, Shlomismana. So Amar of Shmuel, Bar of Yitzchak, Moda Rav, Sheimesa, Eino Yorsha, Oki Mamona, Becheskas Marei. So Rav had a really interesting shita where he said, I think she can eat Truma. She's not Rusa Bas Yisrael, she's Ochalas with Truma. We'll see if the father is Mocha, let him come and be Mocha. But there isn't going to be Yerushas Habal in such a situation, because we never really know if the father agreed to the marriage. And is he had been away on this business trip? And so Yerusha is a din in Nisui. Therefore, Oki Mamona Becheskas Mare. So Niskach L'das, let's say the father fully agreed to the Kiddushin, V'nise Shalom L'das, V'avia Khan, and her father is here. Ravuna Amar Eino Chalas, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Chalas, Ravuna Amar Eino Chalas, V'avilu L'Rav Damar Chalas, Hasam Dulo Isay La'av. Rav only agreed because the father's away on a business trip, and we can assume until he comes back and objects, right, he probably will agree to this because he's the one who accepted the Kiddushin in the first place. Avalhocha di Isay La'av, Hay de Ishtik, Mirsach Rasach. This isn't Shtika Kyoda, this is Shtika Kebrisicha. He's furious that this marriage took place without his consent. Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Ochelas. Rafilu Ravasi Damar Ein Ochelas. Hasam Udashem Yavo Avia Vimacha Vaha Midashasik Isnuche Isnachale. So he's saying Shtika Kyoda. Niskacha Shalola Das Avia Venise Shalola Das Avia Veavia Khan. So again, the Kiddushin was Shalola Das Avia. The Nisuin Mashalol Adasabi, and the father's here, Ravuna Amar Ochalas. Ravuna is a purist, he says Ochalas. Why? This presumably is quiet, is a shtika goda. Ravirmi Abaraba Amar Eno Ochalas. So Amar Ula, Hadar Ravuna, Kechomet Sushinayim, Chashal Neinayim. It's like smoke in the eyes and vinegar to the teeth. Hashto, Mahasam, the Kiddushay Da Raisa, Marta Lo, Achla, Achalo Kolshikin. If when the Kiddush Da Raisa, the father accepted it, wasn't good enough. So here, just because of shtika goda, it's good enough. So near in the very Talmud, we have to paskin like Rabbi Yirmiya, a Talmud of Ravuna. So Rava, my time to Ravuna, ho vanasa b'maisa yisoma b'chayi ha'av. The only way to explain this is to appeal back to the principle of maisa yisoma. Rashi says, b'chayav kitcha v'yisiya atzma shalola da'ato kilu yisoma v'hu rava shasak v'hivkir z'chosh yesh loba ushtikaso hoda. The Bishlam and Iskach lo daisu to Venice shlo daiti can make her bechadish shesika mirta chrasa chavol kulei high lo shasik. But he's not going to be so silent in this case, unless it's like a maisa yisoma where we say the father is not really connected anymore. Okay, so last piece before the Mishnah. Seitamar ketanish and Iskach lo daisu via merav bein hiu bein avia yecholin laakev. Rashi, oh, v'shas kabbalu nisratzav, in basal achzor kodim she yisratzav, chozeres v'lelihan yisu ritzoyav. So she can back out, or the father can back out. Rashi, amar avia v'loi, only the father is able to back out. We don't pay attention to what she says. So eisi rehuna l'ravasi, v'ami l'chir barav l'ravasi, this is a case of mifata, ima ein yimoen aviha, in li alavia, hi atzminayin. How do we know that she gets a say? Tamil Omar, imo ein yamayin, the double language, mikomako. So Amalu Rab, so Rab says, you're barking up the wrong tree. Lo sizlu basar ibcha. Yachli shnui luchu kigon, shepita shalol shum ishus. What was that situation? The situation was, it was just a maises nus. So pita shalol shum ishus, kraboy, what, you need a pasuk for that? So Rab Nachitz, chlomar, shemishalim knas kemefuta. The yet is still established that he's mechuyev in the knas of chamishim shekel. Some of the Yosef yachan and the Tanina mahor yemer lo lisha. So tzrichem enu kiddushin v'impita l'shomishas kiddusha lamali. Right. So again, if it was just the pita l'shomishas, so why would you need kiddushin? Right. You'd have a kiddusha bia. Some of the abaye tzricha kiddushin the das avia. Nonetheless, even if it was the ma'isa bia l'shomishas, it's a katana that we're talking about. So you need Kiddushin l'das avia, you would need to have a second Maisa Kiddushin that the father could agree to. Okay. So let's see the wrap up on this last point. Okay, two separate Rambams. First in Hilchos Ishus. Once again, it's Kacha Kodem Shetivkor. She's a Nara Shalola Das avia Inu Bekudeshes. The father later gives his approval. Hamifuta, this is Nara Besula Aleph Gimel. Shalo Ratzli Ninase Lemifata, O Shalo Ratzavi Litnatlo, O Shalo Ratzulichnos, Hareza Nosin Knas, Veholech Min Kovinos Lichnos. Vim ratzu chnasa ina mishalim knas alakosi laksuba kishar b'sulos. Aval anusa shelo ratzu sahiu avia linase laones harishus biadam vinosin knas holich. Ratzu sahiu avia below ratzu who kofinoso. He doesn't have the right. V'chones vinosin knas shenemar below sialish arizam mitzasay. Avilu hichigeres suma mitzaras kofinos lichnos ina motzi l'ritzon alolam shenemar lo yuchal l'shalcha koyama barizo. Mitzvahs lo sasa. So again, both the girl and the father have a say in this matter. Okay. Good. Okay. So very, very important. Once again, to reiterate, we paskin like Ula. Ultimately, we're not choshesh at all. We don't say Shema Nisratza'av is really a halachic factor. So you need Maisa Ketana Klum. Whether or not there were Shiduchin, whether there aren't Shiduchin, doesn't matter. So then the Gemara says, Afilu L'manda Amar, that we should be choshe Shema Nisratza Av, we don't say that Shema Nisratza Haben. Gavra Diek Menasim. So Gavi, that's a very important point. And we don't say that he made his father a shaliach. We don't say Yirtzi Yirtzi Yirkame. None of that is true. And again, once the father has agreed to go in a particular direction, so we said, you know, B'sheiris Yisrael, you know, L'yasu Avla, L'yadabru Chazav, that we trust people to hold to their word, you know, in these regards. And maybe in Adam Tareach Suda, Mavsida, a different way of looking at it, maybe a less idealistic way of looking at it. But once a person is committed, we say that that really counts for something. Okay, then we talked about the machlokas in terms of truma with respect to the situation where there was kiddushin l'da'as aviyah, but the nisuin was shelo l'da'as aviyah. You know, what do we say about that situation? So Rav felt that fundamentally she could eat truma, but he was choshesh to Rav Asi's view, which we paskin like, that eina ochelas b'truma, because if he comes back and says, you know, I've changed my mind and I didn't want this nisuin to go forward, right, she would be a zara l'mafreya, that's an iser misa b'dei shamayim. And even if he's present, right, zesharo v'shosek, we say mirsa chudarasach, this isn't the form of shtika ka'oda, but this is koes, lefishanise shalolodato. And that's how we paskin in that situation. Okay. Good. So I wanted to cover the ground.